Blog Talk Radio.
Crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. So act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas, they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting crunk. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. A lot of hoes jockin' in this bitch. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash, and all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes doing his thing. Shout out to Tiny Chill. I'm on this joint too. Looking crazy. Shout out to my girl Truth Teller in the building. XYDJ CO Jamel in the building. We got Goonie Gang in the studio doing their thing. Shout out to Mark Farrar in the building. Big Face Dunny. Catch Rex. Catch Wrecking is doing. Shout out to Goonie Gang. Shout out to everybody in Philly. And definitely a special shout out to everybody in Chi-Town. We getting ready to show love to my boy, LP the Assassin. I've actually followed him on Twitter for a long time or whatever, just because he's been on this grind crazy. Just one DJ conference in Indiana, right, Jamel? So we want to get a chance to show off his music. Tell his story. It's really riveting. A lot of things he's gone through, and we can ready to show some love. Yo, Jamel. Yo, Jamel. Welcome back. Jamel. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he's masturbating.
I'm not medicating.
I said Jamel. Masturbating.
Masturbating.
Medicating.
Just a lot of stuff going on. Lonely Tune mixtape drops at 12 o'clock on Catfish, mixtape.com, and mixtapefactory.com.
Nice. Definitely got to show love to Looney Tunes. That was his track I just played. Act a Fool. Real crazy music. Shout out to everybody in the X Squad DJs showing love. Shout out to everybody just listening in, period. I appreciate all the support that everybody's giving. And we just, it's going to get bigger. Bigger and better. Funner. This is the type of time we on. Tonight's topic is a simple one. You know, it's a lot of people out there that be bullshitting, talking shit, making it seem like things is what they is and they ain't what they is. So, shout out to all the people lying on they dick, especially because you're living in a fantasy and it doesn't ever happen. So, then what? Then what? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on? It's a lot of people lying on their dick and making it smaller. There's a lot of bitches lying on their pussies, making it drier.
Oh, no, I'm not making it drier. Making that shit wider. No elasticity.
No elasticity. You get rid of your... I like your words. Shout out to Truth Teller.
You lose your elasticity, bitches. Stop lying. But we can read.
Shout out to
Shout out to Honor Fire
and Truth Teller. And shout out to my distant cousin, Zip Pro Squad, Red Page.
Definitely. Big ups. Like, we all showing off tonight. So, like I said, just tune in. We had some fun. I had a lot of fish and some chicken, and it was good. Shout out to my boy, Dwayne Embassy Entertainment. We get right here some motherfucking fun and grind out, you know what I mean? Tonight, we're showing off. Like I said, tonight's topic is a simple one. Has anyone ever lied and said they fucked you and they didn't? I've had it happen a couple times. Mm-hmm. And then I want to lie. I also want to say, have you ever lied and said that you didn't when you really did? Like, you know, in the spirit of truth teller, we got to switch it up. You know what I mean? You know you do that truth teller all the time. Shout out to everybody in Tiny Chat Land. What's up, Tiny Chat Land? Do I need to press the talk button? Can you hear me now, Tiny Chat Land?
Tiny Chat.
Yeah, Tiny Chat. Oh, no talking. Can you hear me? Now we have nobody in there. No? Let me fix it. I'ma fix it in the Chinese.
No, shout out to all the listeners. If y'all wanna talk, y'all know y'all press that one or my favorite word. Uno.
Yeah. Uno. How the hell it works? All right, this one. Continue. There we go.
Ooh.
Open microphone. Finish. Does it work now? Can you hear me now?
No.
Not you.
I know.
Oh, you hear me. Okay, cool. Bet. We got Tiny Chat popping. Shout out to, what does it say? Chatman Boys. That's your name? Chatman Boys in the Tiny Chat Room.
You know.
And we talking about tonight's topic on blogtalkradio.com/Philly Shine Radio. Like I said, it'd be a lot of people talking shit, saying that they fuck people and they really didn't fuck them. I don't understand lying on your dick. I don't understand it. I find it stupid. I find it ridiculous. And to top it off, I'm fucking up. I'm pressing the wrong button.
Uh-oh.
What?
I need somebody with a Comcast ID so I can get back on my computer. I'm getting my internet all damn clear.
Yeah, shout out to everybody at the SoundSlash Studios. I don't know why my link's not working.
Oh.
I know, it's so corny. Well, you could call in, Tiny Chat person, and then we can hear you. You call in the show.
What's it?
646-929-0172 for the radio show. We're going to have some fun. And I got to say, we're going to have special guests from Chicago, LPD Assassin, my homegirl Hot Chalk, about to send me some new music. I'm excited about that new music. I'm excited about my new music. I'm excited about Looney Tunes releasing his shit tonight. So
yes,
you guys fucking with me. Definitely hit a bitch up. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to have some fun.
So cute when she wears it. She sounds like a little girl.
Yeah, that's my boo.
She sounds so cute. She sounds so innocent. Then you hear all the words come out of her mouth. You're like, what the hell?
Well, we're going to show some love on Tiny Chat and play some of my music. Just for everybody who don't know, I do rap and talk my shit. I like Tiny Chat. It makes me look cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
are we going to watch some music? I wish my special guest to call in.
And then we're going to wait to talk about this topic because tonight I've been drinking. I'm in Shell Splash Studios. You check out the mirrors behind me. I've been drinking. So I'm open to telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So
tell me that. Don't tell the truth.
Behind me telling the truth, I also said that before this year is out, I am going to be going to get me some scripper money. Shout out to my boy, Amby Grand Mav, who did they song, Scripper Money. I fucking love this song. But where is it? I don't see it.
Mm.
Oh. The computer doing that shit where it don't let me see the bottom. Oh, there we go. All right. I'm about to go in, play that joint, Scripper Money, and then I'm going to go back to have some fun up in Tiny Chat Land. Definitely get on my Facebook and my Twitter and hit me up on Tiny Chat because I like to see your face tonight. We having fun. Special topic, Philly Shine Radio. But this is going in for my niggas, Cole Stacks, Amby Grand Mav, and E Major. Scripper Money.
Bow. 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 Bow.
We about to have a whole
bow.
Club rocking.
So mama
this
right
one.
There with all
bow.
The ass. Bow. Hey, look at how she taking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like a stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money. Stepped up in that pack house. All type of woman. Flavor of love. She about a dollar bill. But no, this not the players club. All the women, no coast stack. Yeah, they show up, play your love. And ever since I met Maze, them hoes show up. Me major love, she busted wide open, open. Terry on top with it, twerking, twerking, twerk some. She don't plan on stopping it. No, this ain't a dream, but that thing, girl, you rocking it. How that waist so slim, but that ass is hippopotamus. She do it. Glass in the air, amen. Take a look around, bro. It's ass everywhere, salt shaking. Gonna shake that salt shaker. Ride it like a rodeo. She throw it back, I throw it back. It's dope, I thought. Look at how she caking, make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak, you gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop, gonna make it work. Roll that ass around, gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like a stripper, gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money, and you were not allowed.
Damn, look how she shaking. Look like it might have jelly feeling. So I throw that bread in there. That stage look like a messy kid. When I'm in a slapping circle of the shaky butt, I throw crazy bucks. And where the back is packed and gets faster tracks. And that ass is giving me massive back shots. Down to Benji, said jumping Jackson. And a grand or two in the mix. Cause when I'm done with paper, that older paper, she do handstands and flips. Round and round, just like relays. I only throw it in bulk like BJs. One fives and tens just feels wrong. When I bought more bands than Live Strong, I live wrong. But it feels right. Just to waste a couple grand on a chill night. And these girls, I'm like they savior. So they meet sacks that be major. Not a player, I'm just a big sipper. Not a superstar, just a big dipper. I'm sure I'll have you dripping, honey. When I finish throwing this flip, I'm up there.
Look at how she caking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pro, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Nah, yeah, you know the man is here. Getting money, hell yeah. I be cutting checks like welfare. Major gang, that's my team. Money never speak, no time to dream. Passionate about my cream in a strip club, make a sex scene. And I like the way you work and you drop it. Then your body so crazy, girl, that stripper money, I got it. Now come get it out of my pocket. Me coping mad, we ball hard, nigga. Smoke a lot with some hard liquor. We got white girls, black girls, Greek and Jamaican. We got all, nigga, and I'm running through time. Competition, knocking niggas down, call it demolition. Repetition, that's all I know. So every day I let that money blow.
flow like dough. What's your name, girl? Damn, you tight. What you asking? Cause I might offer you a price and be like, fuck that, you with me tonight.
Look at how she caking, make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak, you gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop, gone and make it work. Roll that ass around, gone and make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper, gone and get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend, we throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed, if you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Thank you to my homeboys, Coach Mac, Ambie Grandmaster, and of course, B Major, doing that joint, Stripper Money. We definitely love it. I love Coach Boy. His joint just go in from the gate. I also got some new music from Ambie Grandmaster, who's also performing live May 6th at Mill Creek Tavern.
Yeah, she's been drinking, y'all. Yeah, she's been drinking. She's saying January.
No. I could call May January.
No, you can't, because that's my birthday month. Nope, that's my birthday month. You
but
can't fuck up.
I love January month, January birthdays, just as much as I love May birthdays. I love
my birthday is special.
All right. Shout out to my co-host, Truth Teller. She in her bag right now. I got to make sure I give her a lot of attention. But, like I said, tonight, special guest is actually in the building. So, I definitely like to welcome LP the Assassin to Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Welcome.
Yo,
everybody.
What's good? What's good?
Chi-Town and whatnot.
You already know, man. It's your boy, LP the Assassin, Bread Life Entertainment, Chi-Town all day. We in the building. What's good? Bread. What's good?
I'm real good. We got the switchboard popping. Shout out to Demel. He's in the building, who also made this whole interview happen. And he was like, I would really enjoy getting to know you and talking to you on a radio show. So that's what brings you here.
Who said that?
Demel, X-Squad DJ, CEO.
Oh, my dude, CEO. Oh, that's my dude right there, man. That's one of the realest dudes walking. Believe that when I tell you that. For real, like, you know, no talking. Like, you know, it's some people talk and some people just do, you know. And you know you got real people in your corner when they working for you and you're not looking. It's real easy to work for you, you know what I'm saying, to work, you know, and real easy to say you work for somebody and say they working with you. Like, yo, I work with, you know, Hottest Fire, woo-woo, but it's one thing for them to be working for you when you ain't looking, you know. And shout out to the real dude. Shout out to the X Squad DJs, CEO. That's my dude right there. What's good? How y'all ladies doing tonight?
No, we good.
Yeah, very well. Ready to show off. Like I said, it's a lot of crazy events going on here in the city. A lot of love being shown. And
yeah,
I definitely got to show love to my switchboard. I think that's Kof right there. Coast,
yeah, shout
you?
Out to Philly,
Coast,
man. Like, shout out to the whole Philly movement, man. I'm messing with y'all. Shout out to the new cats doing their thing. Everybody, man. Tone Trump, Brasco, DJ Beers, they're my peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I support y'all. I mess with, you know what I'm saying, Beers got me in tune with everybody out there. I was telling
that's
you about Crazy, Perfectionist, you. You know what I'm saying? You know, Miss Philly, you know what I'm saying? I mess with her, too. Like, I'll be checking
that's
all of y'all
up.
Out.
Oh,
I want to get out there, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Definitely big ups. And big ups to Goonie Gang getting ready to leave the studio. You know what I mean? I got to show love to them one day on Philly Shine Radio. Big ups. And welcome to the show, too. You, too, Coach Six. I just opened up your mic. We just
you
played this Scripture Money joint. Like, Kof, you got a real powerful voice, my nigga, like, for real. I love that joint.
Shout out to this rain. Shout out to the homie LP, too.
What up, man? What's good?
Man, Kof, you gotta shout out to Twitter for us, Kof, because we've been fucking with Scripper Money. I'm ready to go down to Onyx and get me some Scripper Money. I like that song. It keeps me motivated. Got me motivated
Scripper
a little bit.
Scripper Money.
Scripper.
You already
Scripper.
Know. That's definitely the single off the new mixtape, the album. And I want you to keep spinning that.
The mixtape is called The Album.
Yeah.
I like this.
And what's the name of the song?
Stripper Money.
That's the single, Stripper Money.
Stripper or Stripper?
I honestly ain't been holding me down. I'm trying to get in there and be thick. It's Stripper. Stripper,
yeah.
Not Stripper, Stripper Money.
So Stripper Money.
Oh, okay.
This one's some
ghetto
shit.
That's a whole
shit.
Lot of money.
We got
that's
that Stripper
Money.
Exactly. So,
I support the whole movement, you know. Honest on her thing, the whole Philly, y'all holding it down, man. So I do want y'all to keep spinning that song. We gonna show y'all love. Y'all sure was love.
Hell yeah. You gotta come be my special guest on Sunday, May 6th. You know what I mean? At least kill Middle Creek for my last time, because I'm not even doing Middle Creek no more. This is the last time in there. Fuck all my haters. They all could suck my ass in their dreams, because they can't suck my ass in real life.
I'm a killer Sunday for sure. I'm special guest me. I'm a killer. I'm gonna bring everybody through. We going.
All right, yeah, definitely. That's what's up. I appreciate it, and definitely thank you so much for calling in the show and showing love as well. Big ups to Cold Flight. I don't know. He felt like he just got disconnected.
Yeah.
I don't know. Big ups to Cold. Maybe he'll call back in and show some love. But you, LP, like. When Jamel told me your name, I was like, I know him from Twitter. You know, and that's one thing I do love about Twitter right now is definitely a way that people could be able to be connected from, you know what I mean, all over the world, really.
Definitely.
And you know what I mean? Even though me and you were Twitter friends, we might have retweeted each other and stuff like that, but this is our first actual interaction, you know what I mean, and definitely.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
that just makes you feel a little familiar. So definitely,
absolutely.
I know who you are. But for those of us who don't know who you are and what you represent from Chicago, let us know right now.
Man, it's your boy, man, LP the Assassin, straight from Chicago, man. Repping the South Side, D-Town, Dalton all day. You already know, Wild Hunnids, you know what I'm saying? Bread life in this thing. Come Up Records, y'all already know. Just been holding it down, man. Been doing my thing, really going hard. You know what I'm saying? I want to say since about 06, you know what I'm saying? Really start putting up that good feet work in, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, as everybody know, we had to, you know, I had to take a little time off and get my dad a kidney. You know what I'm saying? That almost killed me. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like I'm like a new artist to everybody, you know what I'm saying? But really, you was really supposed to have been heard of me, you know what I'm saying? But I had to take that little break, you know what I'm saying? Because your boy almost died, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
tried to take me out.
What happened with that? Because that's one of the things that kind of even, like, made my heart just get bigger and shit, like the Grinch who sold Christmas at the end of the movie and shit. Like,
man, you already know.
Like, oh, my gosh. So your father needed a kidney and you donated yours?
Yeah.
But what happened? What were the complications? What happened?
I mean, I was good. I mean, he was good. You know what I'm saying? Me, I was good. You know what I'm saying? Then it was like I didn't accident, but you know what I'm saying? Internally, I caught a blood clot, and I didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know what I'm saying, 2-3 days after the surgery, I'm good. I go home. You know what I'm saying? So 2-3 days later after that, like about 5, I ended up going back like the 6th day, you know what I'm saying? And I took myself to the hospital. They telling me everything normal, everything fine. But I'm like, man, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Something ain't right. You know, I'm bleeding out my womb. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Like, so I rushed myself to the hospital. Like, you know, we going to the hospital. Like, man, we taking you. I get that, honest, and they like, oh, my God, have you ate? Man, they start throwing drugs and doctors start running in the rooms. They start yelling like, oh, my God, like, we got to get you to the operating table. Hopefully you ain't ate nothing. Fuck it, we'll pump your stomach. We got to get this out of you right now. It's going to kill you. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so
yeah,
next thing you know, I wake up, man. Yeah, they all, and man had got real bad. It had spread it real bad. So it ended up making my whole situation crazy. I was on bed rest for like 6 months. I had an at-home nurse coming through the crib 2 times a day. I barely could walk, you know what I'm saying? It just shook me up. I was only supposed to be out, you know, 8 weeks at the most, and I ended up being out like a year and a half, man. It took a lot out of my career, you know, people think I'm a new artist, but it's good, though, because it gave me my motivation. You know, I had to take that little time off, but, you know, CEO seen me perform in Naptown. That was my 101st show since October 09. So, you know, we done persevered, and I've been going hard. You know, I remember being in that hospital bed, like, yo, looking out the window, like, man, if I ever could even walk right again, I'm going to go as hard as I can. And I've been doing just
right.
That. You know?
That's definitely banging. I appreciate that whole story, and it's very inspirational about strength, and that's what I really even take from that. And shout out to my homeboy Wiz Low. I just checked the switchboard. I see that Wiz Low checked in on Philly Shine Radio. He's another artist that's performing May 6th for
nice.
My Diamond Spotlight Released Edition. Wiz Low, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Shout out to Western Philly. Now I know you're from there.
What's up, Honest?
I'm chilling, just getting to know LP the Assassin, talented artist
yeah.
from out of Chi-Town. He's been wanting to fuck with Philly, and I'm trying to let him know that this joint is wide open. Come check us out. And then maybe even we could come check out Chi-Town. Shit, we
like
to travel.
It is.
I got a friend that lives in Chi-Town.
That's what it is. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Like, we could swap.
Right, homie,
you
LP.
Come, I come. What up, Will? How you feeling, boy?
I'm
Wiz.
Good, old boy,
I
you?
Wiz, my bad.
Yeah, definitely follow Wiz on Twitter at WIZ_LO, Wiz Low. I'm going to have you on Philly Shine Radio as well because all my performers, I got to have a chance to get to know them a little bit better doing Philly Shine Radio. So I got your music on deck. I got your pictures and shit. Thank you for that, too, but... Definitely send me some more track, Wiz. What's up with you tonight, though?
I'm chilling. I just come from shooting a video with my boy Santos, Bad News. You know,
yes.
Working
yes,
hard.
Definitely shout out to Toast and Bad News. They been going in crazy down at Sound Splash Studios. You know, it goes down 1122 Spring Garden. That's where I'm actually right now representing doing a radio show. I like when I do the show here. But, Wiz, I got to ask you the topic questions for tonight. You know, just why I got you on the air. Tonight's topic is, has anyone ever lied on you saying that you fucked a person? Or, and then we kind of switch it around, have you ever lied and said that you fucked, that you didn't fuck somebody, but you really did? Like, which one of those topics do you relate to, huh?
I can relate to saying I didn't fuck somebody that I did.
And then what was the circumstance why you said that you didn't fuck them, but you really did?
Because it might have been like a family member or something to somebody that I was fucking already. So, you know, I put the hoax in, you feel me? I don't know nothing about what she talking about.
His baby mom, cousin, sister.
No, I didn't fuck your baby mom, cousin, sister. Aunt. No.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, I don't know no Kiana. You know what I mean, I don't know no Kiana. That's how that
went. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck with it. That's some real shit, though. I've done that a lot of times.
And ain't nothing wrong with it, you feel me?
No, yeah, because sometimes you want to protect somebody's feelings, you know what I mean?
Right.
You definitely want to protect the person's feelings and not really go in on them. I would like to say this week has been a record-setting week for me because I've had three guys saying they fucked me and they... And I didn't even have sex. Like, I would like to. You know what I mean? I like to have a nice man come home to dress nice for. And, you know what I mean, not have to date and just, you know what I mean, be approved that I am. I would love to have sex. That's a lot of people talking shit about me, but it's funny. I wanna talk about that. I might even say some names and play on some phones tonight. We'll see before the night's over.
Yeah, that's probably going to pick up my call.
You know how it goes. Philly Sound Radio, you know we go in, we real crazy, throwing off some crazy music. Definitely thank you, Wiz, for coming through and showing love. Maybe we can have you on my next Thursday show, or probably even Tuesday. Tuesday gets freaky, so just look out for that. Just be prepared.
That's love.
Yeah, you hear my co-host.
I want to tell everybody, tune in to my new video, 19 for the whole thing. I mean, that's directed by my boy K Walker, working out at Itch Gang.
K Walker.
Yes, and y'all, Liz, check out my show from last Thursday.
Thing.
Yes, big up to you, Riz, and y'all heard him, 19 for the whole thing. That's better than Jeezy prices.
You already know. Downtown salute.
Salute. Okay. Definitely. Thanks, Wiz. You're welcome to chill with us and listening. We plan on getting real crazy. We on the show until 1 a.m. I'm about to go in and check out some music from LP the Assassin. Shout out to everybody listening in the switchboard and checking me out on Tiny Chat.
I need to broadcast live from Chicago. Like,
shout out to the homie LP. I'm saying
what
it's your boy, his little WP gangster ride with the banger. My niggas a bang you and all that. Tune in, 9 to 5.
Yeah, thank you, Wiz.
Salute.
Big up.
Appreciate it, Wiz.
Yeah.
You already
know.
Philly salute.
Yeah, definitely going to show some love. And like I said, let's check out some of your music, Wiz. I mean, LP. Oh, I'm still stuck on Wiz. I was shocked the other day. I'm in the store and shit with my people getting me a ghetto gelati. You know what I mean? The fucking strawberry shortcake.
I'm going to shoot up for this.
Blueberry water, right? That's what was
here her go.
Shit.
Here her go.
Then I turn to love. I see this nigga. I'm like, I know this nigga. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's West. I thought you was from up there. He's like, no, I'm in West. I'm like, all right, cool. That's what's up. Good to see a good, handsome Philly face. You know what I mean? And definitely talented. I've checked out
you. Already know.
I know what you were doing. But beyond that, like I said, switch the spotlight. LP the Assassin, you my spotlight for tonight. I see you in the building. Coast, call back in. We got disconnected. Shout out to the private callers in the building. Where lady at? Lady not in the building. Shout out to everybody listening. Somebody from 818. We about to go in and check out Breaking Point. LP the Assassin. And we gonna talk about it. Check it out. Early time.
To move on now. Back to the bread phone, cause it's what bread do. Sending out mad texts like, girl, what it do? Tell by her tone when the text come back through. Nine times out of ten, I'ma hit who text you. I hear the phone ringing, but I ain't picking up. I'm busy throwing one, watch you back it up. Yeah, she dropping low, grinding on my dick. She offered me the honey, but I ain't even stick. Too busy thinking about this bitch is fucking up my world. I got something I'ma send her to an old girl. Yeah, she getting out, and that's that. Cause it's the last time that I'm finna watch her pack. Yeah, you wanted money, and you wanted power. Now you get the cold shoulder and the cold shower. Always run your mouth on that silly shit. You need to how to be a good woman starter kit. Rule number one, I'm the fucking man. Rule 2C, rule 1, I'm the man. Same shit that made us and tearing us apart. I wanted this to last, it was doomed from the start.
Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. Gotta have it out to him, I'm finna leave this shit. On the first thing smoking, I'm about this shit. Gonna do me a mission every chance I get. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. Gotta have it out to him, I'm finna leave this shit. On the first thing smoking, I'm about this shit. Gonna do me a mission every chance I get. Shout it out, you know the same old. Can't go, can't go. Came a double from an angel.
girl, she so fly.
Tell me nothing. Can't tell me shit.
Gotta had it up to here, I'm finna leave this shit.
For the first thing smoking, I'm about this shit.
Gonna do me a mission every chance I get.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me shit.
Gotta had it up to here, I'm finna leave this shit.
For the first thing smoking, I'm about this shit.
Gonna do me a mission every chance I get.
You don't appreciate nothing. This time it's over, no bluff. Can't even have a decent conversation. We don't talk no more, we fighting and cussing. I really thought you were the one for me. I truly thought you were the one for me. Now I'm starting to see that driving me crazy. It's the only thing you done for me. Never worked for a thing in your life, girl. Kinda fooled me, thought you were a nice girl. Flipped out and start acting like a spice girl. Surprised when you see me with a white girl. I can't even trust you. Come home and I don't want to touch you. These two words I mean from the bottom of my heart when I say it. Fuck you.
Big up to my homeboy, LP. Let us know about that track. We want to know, like, who produced that joint. Definitely.
My little homie, S. Jones from St. Louis produced that.
Okay.
Straight up. Little cat, up and coming producer. He like, what, like 19, yo? Like, that little dude.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah, he's like nuts. Let me tell you, like, how that whole joint came about, right? So, if you know what you don't know, so I'm happy I'm on. Shout out to Philly Sharon Radio, got me on here live, learning a little bit about LP, you know what I'm saying? So, when I do, like, my big joints, a lot of my big joints then came from out of St. Louis, recording out of Shock City, because a lot of my, like, my producer I've been working with, he live in St. Louis. So we would drive down there, you know what I'm saying, just because it's like 3 hours away real quick, 3.5 if it's traffic. We drive down to St. Louis real quick, go hit the studio, get it in, kick it with my dudes, because I'm always back and forth. We down there like twice a month, you know what I'm saying, in St. Louis. So what happened was the little homie seen me tweeting that I was in the loo, you know what I'm saying, and like, yo, we in the studio in the loo. So he hit me up on Twitter like, yo, you mind if I come to the studio, you know what I'm saying, I want to bring you some tracks, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, we'll be up in the studio for another 3 hours, you good, you know what I'm saying, before we hit the club. So little homie caught the bus, got out of his dorm room, caught the bus, brought his whole keyboard on the bus, got the 88 keys on the bus with him, on his shoulder, with his backpack, with his media, everything, with his laptop, brought everything, playing beats for us at the studio, man. We couldn't do nothing but work with Shorty, man. Like, just that hunger right there, just to bring everything. Like, yo, I know LP in town. We finna go get it in and bring, you know what I'm saying? And he brought his A game, man, and we took a beat and we ran with it. I ain't even know it was going to be the single. It's like, you know, we let the fans pick the single. I had, like, a online listening party. I had a actual listening party with the DJs where I had two songs go head-to-head. You know what I'm saying? One produced by my little homie, S. Jones, and then the other one produced by my dude Mills with Track Kings / Bad Boy. Yeah, so that we went head-to-head in the Breaking Point one, and we got it in, and you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to the little homie, S. Jones. He got the new single off the up-and-coming album, Beyond Local. That's how you go from out your dorm room to a fucking single, you know what I'm saying, that's finna get nationwide rotation.
That's right. Oh, that's what's up. Who are some of the DJs that you're working with that you're helping to push this album?
This is going to be an album. This is going to be an EP. We're going to do a short EP real quick. We're going to try to get y'all, like, really wrap it up between 6 to 8 joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give people an album, something they can hold on to for the rest of their life. I don't want to give you a mixtape where it's going to expire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to feel like you made a purchase and it was worth something. That's why we call it Beyond Local. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm proving that we're moving just from out of my jurisdiction, out of my demographics, and we've been everywhere. We've been to Miami. We've been to Cali. We've been to New York. We've been trying to hit Philly, you know what I'm saying, St. Louis, Indiana. We'll be everywhere. We finna hit Iowa. We'll be in Atlanta next week, you know what I'm saying? Finna hit my first time, we'll be in Louisville next week. Finna hit Racine, Wisconsin next week. Like, next week, we got a big week. Tuesday, I'm down in Atlanta doing the show out, the Huey concert. Then Friday, we out in Louisville for the Derby weekend, the Kentucky Derby, with my DJ Slick and them. So we got, like, man, DJ Punch, and then I'm going to be out with 262 out in Racine, Wisconsin. But DJs, I got my Fleet DJs. They fucking with me hard. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. I got my X-Squad DJs. I got my Block Club DJs. I got my Cool Running DJs going hard, my heavy hitters. I got some of everybody, you know what I'm saying? The associates pushing me. Some of them are pushing me right now. I got just, I couldn't even name all the DJ crews that's really pushing me right now. It's like my, oh, man, big shout out to my Nerve DJs out of Cleveland. They've been going hard with me right now.
Nerve
we'll be out
DJs,
in Cleveland next month.
Definitely, yeah. Shout out to everybody supporting music that's on the up and coming or whatever from all over the city, like, all over the world, pretty much, because we can all work independently. Kof, I got your mic back open, and definitely welcome back. I don't know if we got disconnected or what.
Shout out
we
to you, for real.
But before I even speak on my whole situation, I just heard the big homie LP speak, and it sounds like the moves you're making and the things you're doing, man, is great right now, and I would definitely love to collab with you after the whole call real quick.
Oh, man. Say no more.
Song,
I mean,
right there, man, that song, I'm not even going to hold you. That song right there, that's music. That's what you call an artist. I'm going to separate you from the rappers now. That's what you call
thank
an
you,
artist.
Bro.
Exactly.
Thank you, bro.
That's
thank
what's up,
you,
man.
Bro. Hey, for real, Cole, thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about right there. We making music. That's a song right there. That's a record right there. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Not a mixtape, Jordan. It's about real life, like everything in life. Has a breaking point, you know what I'm saying? Whether
exactly.
It be a relationship, a living situation, a job, you know what I'm saying? You always come to a point where you just got to say, you know what? It's a wrap, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
Like
so, exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, exactly. You know, that's real music. Everybody can relate to that, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, boy. Man, let's do it. I'm hungry. I told Honest I'm trying to get out to Philly bad. I'm sending warning shots out to DJ Benz. Get at me. I'm trying to get out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know what I'm saying, y'all be getting it cracking. Somebody throw me on the showcase. I come out there and get my feet wet with Philly. I come out there with y'all in the bricks. I ain't Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Shoot,
okay,
let's do it. Let's do it from, yeah, let's get it in. No,
that's
I ain't Hollywood. I don't got to be the, you know what I'm saying? I can't come out there and act like, you know what I'm saying, I'm the itch out there. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of my little movement going strong, but we coming out there. We elbow to elbow. We piss, my nigga. Let's
mm-hmm.
do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's love, man. That's from one
we
world.
We
piss. Love.
For real.
Man,
let's do it. She got all
that's
my
it.
Info, man. She got everything. Like, we going to get honest, going to have everything. She got my number, my email. Like, we I got you, fam. If you trying to work, she going to put you in tune. That's how it is right there. No talk.
And that's all I need to hear right there. If you're looking for me, you can definitely find me on Twitter under WB_stacks.
Okay, bet.
Right
bet.
Now,
hey, go to honest Twitter for me with... Hey, go to Honest Twitter for me because she been blasting me out. And you could just click on that and shout me real quick. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no pen to write that down real quick. And
well,
I'm
no,
going to
you know
follow
I'll,
you
that's
right
what I'm
back.
Gonna do. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, I'll make sure I connect everybody. I got you.
Okay, bet. Yeah, do that. Do that because I'm fucking with the homie right there. Like, that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? He called back
yeah,
to fuck with me. So,
like,
you know what I'm saying? That's real.
One thing, Kof, and then, like, live and on the show, I want to apologize to you because... Remember when you came out to the show, you were supposed to go after artists who actually, like, bumped in and, you know what I mean, kind of disrupted my show. I still haven't gotten to the bottom of how that happened, but I definitely
I mean, look,
need to change over.
I told you, I ain't really worried about it. I know you're a busy person, so, you know, like
no,
I said,
I
money
pays. No, it's not even that. I'm my DJ. I had to fire my DJ. You know, I have a new host now. Because I don't like shit like that. I don't know if niggas pass somebody money. Because that's what normally happens. Or niggas trying to look out for their people. But I try to show, have an organized show. It's been plenty of times I could have got $200 and $500 from people who like, oh, put me on next. And I don't do that shit. So...
Right.
Definitely, at the end of the day, I'm all about advancement, and I want you to check out our third Friday's U2LP. We have,
okay.
I've been doing first Sunday showcases for the past 3 years, but for the next 6 months, we're definitely locked in doing every third Friday down Club 90 Degrees, which is a bigger venue, about 1,200 people. Going to be real crazy. The premiere event is hosted by Miss Cat. It's going to be ridiculous. May 18th.
Hey, Honest, I don't mean to cut you off, Honest, but big shout out to my man Hustle because I heard he's going to be doing that. Yeah, though. We in here. That's another movement we got going on.
I love Hustle. Shout out to Hustle.
Every day we together. That's love right there. But like I said, and LP is the same thing I
do. Yo.
It's the same way I'm feeling. I'm quite sure you want to link up and do the same thing. It's only real recognized real. So I'm
that's what it is.
But shout
now
out
let's
to the
do
boy,
it, man. When I come out
man.
To the city, man, we when I come out to the city, let's do it, man. You know what I'm saying?
We working,
wait, man.
Wait,
like,
oh,
you know what
shit,
saying?
I'm
but
so
we could get this song done.
I got
yeah.
I'm sorry,
I wasn't open that whole time.
I'm so sorry, boo. I muted you. You was, and we didn't even hear you.
I be muting my own mic. You ain't got to mute me.
I'm sorry.
You know, I ain't got my computer. See, I feel some type of way, y'all. I'm going to cry.
Don't cry, my
co-host.
I just looked at it. I just looked at the switchboard. Shout out to everybody in the switchboard. Definitely, if you want to press 1, I will open up your mic, and we could be able to talk about this tonight's topic. We could be able to network and all talk, and I just opened up my co-host, Mike. Shout out to the truth teller. I'm the Spire's co-host of Philly Shine Radio. We definitely show love to each other, and it's a movement over here. Like,
we building right now.
Hey,
they ain't
Honest, I want to know, Honest, can I get my spot Sunday, Honest? That's what I'm waiting for.
Cole,
I'm ready to shut the city down Sunday. Shout out to Andy Grand Man. He definitely gonna be performing there live. Big shout out to the cool Honest. I respect you. I love you so much, girl. You keep doing your thing.
Oh shit! Thank you, Cole. Like, big up to you. Like I said, shout out to everybody in the chat room. A couple people. Oh, well, somebody left. Shout out to everybody. The couple people who was in my tiny chat, but that joint was boring. But we just have a caller from area code 818 who just pressed 1. 818-297. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? What's good, Philly? This is Jessica, Bread Life Model right here. That's a 818 is Cali.
Cali.
I was out in Cali for a little bit, but I represent Chicago to the fullest. I'm a Chicago girl.
Yes.
You know,
right? That's
Brad,
what
up?
Peace
Yo,
love.
What
Brad,
up?
Brad.
Brad, what up, baby? How you doing? Hey, Honest, that's my girl right there. That's Jessica. Shout out. What up, girl? I love you. That's Bread Life Model right there, man. That's the other extension of the Bread Life movement, man. It's Bread Life Entertainment, man. We got DJs, models, artists, you know what I'm saying?
All
that's
right,
what we
all
do.
Right, all right. Calm, calm. I actually wrote a note of what you had said when you first started off, so I do have some questions. I'm glad you're on the air with us, Jessica.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to ask you some questions, and you can show off some of the things that you're into as well. But I had to go in. Philly, we had this new saying called Time I'm On. What time are you on? What time I'm on? And what type of time you on? You know, so my people, Big Face Dunny, definitely had to do a little banger in response to that. So check out the Crazy Beat and also the quality of Sound/Studios.
Shout out to the homie Dunny, too.
Big ups. Check this out, y'all.
Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life's expensive.
dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the letters is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy, giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage. When the road to riches ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch made, your bitch pay. Yo, cut that, switchblade. Got them goofy bitches on the testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the vestibule. We're still on the clock, how we live so flexible. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I could get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke. 24-hour shifts, yeah, I gotta get it. Me and Rika turn your Benz into a Dodge Civic. Niggas say they real with no detail. Really think they gangster cause they get Gmail. Hood nigga, I'll get sloppy, toppy, and poppy. And I'm doing way better since that label dropped me. Always had a big head, but I was never cocky. I just tell it like it is, real shit, no aki. I ain't really the blogging type, you hear me? I'm more like the Ogden type. I ain't got time, shorty, eat the wood. Tick, tock, and you better do it good. This the type of time I'm on. You keep on waiting for the lottery. I'm about to take the king's spot. Charge me for the robbery. Like my woman Coco, classy like a snowboat. Niggas wanna share them with me, but they want them dolo. Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke.
One time for Dope Dizzle, one time for straight. I'm messing up. Shit, I'm bad as fuck. Had to minus the broke bitches to add it up. Cause all the ones who was smiling was really mad at us. Dunny said he made me a hit and said, public service announcement. Pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers. Minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time. That's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need. Line up in size order. Public service announcement. Pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers. Minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time. That's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need. Line up in size order.
I decided to do a little double play. Yeah, we played Big Time I'm On, and then I just played my new joint, Showing Off, The Wait Is Over. Big up to my special guest in the building, LP the Assassin, fresh out of Chi-Town, boy, Jessica. Jessica representing, what is it called, Breadwinners?
Bread Life Models.
Bread Life Models,
baby. Just like Bread Life and the company, we got Bread Life Models as well.
All right. So you said you've been working in California, Jessica?
I was out in Cali a little over a year, doing a little bit of networking, checking out how it is out there and whatnot. But born and raised in Chicago. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. That's what it is. You got to shout out your Twitter, your website, so we can be able to network and connect with you. Shout out to all the listeners and everybody who download the shows. We definitely use them to network with people, and that's what I urge everybody who's listening right now. Please connect.
Definitely going to meet her. If we come to Philly, she coming. I took her to New York with me, man. I take my girls with me wherever I go, like if I get a chance to go, if the schedule is right, they riding with me, like they hold me down. Real talk.
I'm trying to see what the APL trip is talking about, but that same day, that Tuesday, that's my birthday, so I'm still trying to figure out the X's and the O's of that day.
Okay,
I already know I would love to be out there, man.
Like I said, shout out to Twitter for us, Jessica, because I do follow back on your website, whatever.
Absolutely, of course. Brandmodels.com. Got to plug that. Twitter is @CaliFlashbacks. It's Cali and then Flashback. That's where you can find me. And then from there, you can find all my other information, my Tumblr, any other blogs that I have going on, stuff like that. So absolutely.
Okay. I'm doing her shit right now.
All right, cool. Now, what is Tumblr really? Because I see people have Tumblr. What is Tumblr exactly? Like, what is that used
for? It's just another little blog site. Like, I wanted to put a lot of my writing, a lot of my any lyrics that I have, any poetry that I have. I also sing, so you can find a lot of my lyrics, a lot of just any thoughts that I have going on. You can find that on my Tumblr. You can find random pictures. Just all kind of randomness, and then you could reblog somebody else's stuff. You could put links on there. You could promote your music. You could promote other people's music. It's pretty cool. I don't follow a whole lot. I don't do a whole lot on the internet, but I have my Facebook, my Twitter, my Tumblr. That's actually what's up on my laptop right now. That's pretty much the only three things that I really get into, but it's nothing big, nothing crazy. It's just another
That's good. I just wanted to know, and then that was very helpful. Thank you so much. And
Look at this. We're going to go and get one. That's what we're going to do.
I'm asking that question for anybody who wants to know about Tumblr. You know what I mean? Definitely we can check you out on Tumblr as well. But big ups to you, LP. I'm excited about having you on the show. Like I said, it's really cool
to even find artists that are on their grind that doesn't mind traveling and doing different things. And I feel as though all my X-Squad DJs are so busy. Shout out to DJ J3 in Tampa doing the same, Looney Tunes in ATL, everybody doing their thing in NY. Shout out to DJ Sincere. Like, it's a lot of great things going on. I know, right? Everybody, we work together. Yeah, like, we're all supportive. So I want to know, like, how was even that path going to the United DJs DJ Conference? United DJs DJ Conference. Okay. Yeah. What was that about? And then, like, even winning the competition, could you tell us about that? Because that's what brought you here today.
I know. It was like, I mean, Jessica, I'll tell you, I mean, I just been on my grind doing everything I could, going everywhere, performing everywhere I could for the last, you know what I'm saying, 2 years, really, you know what I'm saying, just trying to put myself on the map and make up for that lost ground that I, you know what I'm saying, so I've been in hole in the walls doing what I got to do to perfect my grind, you know what I'm saying, to let y'all know that I'm here, and when I get there, I'm going to put on a show. I waited too long to not give you a show. I'm not going to be up there lip singing. I'm not going to be up there acting like I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this is not my sport. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's still a competition. You know what I'm saying? Everybody act like it ain't, but it is. So I'm going to always present myself as the winner. So, you know, it's just, you know, my grind, my hunger got me to Naptown. Like, you know what? It's going to be another avenue. A gang of DJs supposed to be there. 18 DJ coalitions. The head or the vice president or the CEO of 18 different DJ coalitions was there. So it was all I had to do was just, I felt like I just needed to be in the room, you know what I'm saying? And I got in the room, I was there, I stayed for the whole conference. We got it in with the, you know, with the panels, you know, shout out to Farnsworth Bentley. He was there getting it in, kicking good knowledge. Shout out to Rampage. I connected with them on some other Rampages, like my dude now. Shout out to the whole Flipmo squad. You know, but it was just, I felt like it was a real event, you know, and it was really geared to let the artists know how to connect with the DJs, because the DJs was there connecting. A lot of the DJs had just met each other or, like you said, been on Twitter, and now they finally putting a face with the name. So it was like, I just felt like I had to go do my thing. So when it was time for me to, you know, do my thing, I just went in and was like, you know, I did me, you know what I'm saying? I stayed true to LP, and they deemed me the winner because they felt like, you know, they said I was the most prepared artist they ever seen. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had everything they needed, from the Android apps to, I got the download card straight to my iTunes. I got everything you ever wanted from an artist. So all of the stuff they kept saying that we got to do and we got to get as artists, they was looking like, well, Dag, you got it already. And then out of the 18 DJs on the panel, I knew 6 of them already. Like, well, I already been to Ohio messing with Heavy D. I done already been out to Cleveland messing with my Nerve DJs. You know what I'm saying? I done already been out. You see what I'm saying? So it was like, what do I got to do to connect with the rest of y'all? And they was like, just do your thing. Oh, okay, well, cool. Then on Saturday night, we're going to do our thing, main event. Let's turn them lights on and do what we do. It was showtime.
I know, that's right. I'm getting ready to, we're going to get to know LP a little bit more. I'm going to check out some music. I know I got this topic. I made it because I was a little angry, but I'm happy now.
Okay.
You said I'm happy now.
I'm happy now. So, y'all, everybody tune in on a switchboard. Definitely press 1. I will open up your calls. Like, it ain't about nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show love, and I'm going to check Throw Your Hands remix. I also like that picture that you took. You look a little fly, a little Philly fly in that joint. I'm like,
thank
okay,
you.
I see him. Little spectacle going, looking cute. So now we want to show some love. Throw Your Hands remix by LP the Assassin.
Throw your hands, hell yeah. Throw your hands, no matter where I'm at. On the map, I throw my hands. Throw your hands, hell yeah. Throw your hands, no matter where I'm at. Never seen it done like this. The whole city throwing hands when they hit this.
front of you. Only thing important that this girl right in front of you.
Soon as I touch down, I'm throwing up, Willie beaming. Southside all day, I left the shot and I was running back for it like Matt Forte. I love Chicago, and all my real niggas let me see you throw them hoods up like a car show. West side gangster, east side crazy, south side hustler, yup, these streets make me. Summertime south, but the city can be so cold, they getting money too. So I can't forget the North Pole. Shout out the game set and all the niggas getting it. I'm so Chicago, my nickname's Bud Billiken.
So Chicago, my nickname's Bud Billiken. I'm so Chicago, my nickname's Bud Billiken.
From Philly. I just opened up your mic. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You've been just listening to music from my people out in Chi-Town, new people.
Yeah.
Well, old Twitter people, but new people.
Right.
Star, where you calling from, Star?
Oh, man, I'm calling from South Philly. I'm outside walking home right now.
South Philly into his house.
Yes, sir.
Everybody in South Philly, you know what I mean, doing their thing. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. Appreciate you calling in. Definitely you got to shout out your Twitter as well. We doing networking and showing off over here.
Say it again.
I said shout out to Twitter for us. We doing networking and showing off.
All right, definitely. Follow me at
style_Marcelino.
Twitter.com. You know, just follow me. I got music, all that stuff up there. You know, a lot of good stuff coming from me soon.
All right, that's what's up. Which showcase you coming to perform in? You got to come show off the music live for me, too.
Oh, man, I really can't wait. Like, I'm really, like, anticipated to do it. But, you know, I a lot of stuff kind of, like, gets in the way of stuff. Like, it's, like, a bunch of stuff I got, like, taken care of. Like, I got a video, actually, like, you know, trying to shoot this video for this song called Fall. I have out, and it's actually, like, really, like, doing real good on the Twitter network. Like, everybody really loving it. So, I'm going to get that to them first and, you know, really start showing my face more about doing shows and stuff like that. But all this is coming real soon, though. I promise.
Probably, yeah. Definitely. Let me know. And thank you, like I said, for tuning in. I had to give you a little shout-out. Listening.
Oh, definitely not. And I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Definitely. Big ups. I got a show love. Because one thing about Philly Shine Radio, it's all about networking. I need to know what the fuck you doing. How can we do this shit too? We might want to do what you doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's do it. Like, big ass to you, LP. Like, one thing I even noticed, and then, like, even talking to you right now, I'm starting to remember, and I did go through, and shout out to a few applications that I have on my iPad or whatever, and it was able to show me, like, all our interactions. And I did notice, like, everything that I retweeted of you was just, like, on point and really thorough, like, from the links, you know what I mean? Just your regular talking shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean, on Twitter.
So, exactly. I
can see why somebody would say that you seem prepared or whatever. And I want to know, what advice could you give to, say, another artist trying to organize their press kit, organize their media right, or even the best way to get your media put out there, you know what I mean, with your music? Being there, though,
man,
you've been grinding since 06 also, I'm sure you could give some advice.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to you, you know, for having me, because you're grinding as well. Don't take away from what you're doing.
Know.
You know what I'm saying? You're giving me an avenue to broadcast what I'm doing, so I'm proud of what you're doing as well. I'm a humble dude, so I salute you for having a venue for me to get it on.
I ain't
humble. So look,
I ain't humble. This is shit right here. Y'all are my shit. This my shit. No, get the shit. We talk about just shit on my shit. It's like, no. But thank you, baby. No, I wasn't taking away. I do pay a lot of homage, you know what I mean? And that's all I really like to do. Like, sometimes, and it's crazy, even myself, I find myself needing inspiration. Even when I don't even know I need inspiration, I be like, oh, shit. Let me get the fuck up. I done smoked 6 L's in a row. Like, all
right,
then.
Right. Exactly. You know, yeah. Like, but for real, I got you, man. What I would just say, you know, for me, to any artist, you know what I'm saying, just believe in yourself, you know, invest in yourself. Don't wait for nobody to, you know, cut no check for you. You go and hustle, grind. I don't care if you got to go work a job. I don't care if you got to go work the block. I don't care if you got to go sell waters. Like, do what you got to do. Hustle, you know what I'm saying, to fund your own career. But make sure that when you do something, you know what I'm saying, you do it to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? And don't try to take the cheap route, you know what I'm saying? I always tell people the free 99 ain't going to get you the look, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to get out your boy basement and go spend some money on some real studio time with real engineers, you know what I'm saying? You
got
to
go. We got the whole big studio, waiting room, pool table, flat screen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Go enjoy the ambiance. You know what I'm saying? One of the things, they was kicking knowledge at the conference. Shout out to D, you know, Black. You know what they did? You know, he did say, you know, how he got the Lil Wayne placement when, you know, his Static Major got the Lollipop record. He said, man, I found out where Lil Wayne was recording at when he came to Atlanta, and I booked studio time. Every time somebody said he might be coming, I blocked off $1,000 a day just to catch Lil Wayne. We caught Lil Wayne in the kitchen heating up his food at the microwave and asked him, like, yo, Wayne, we know you was in the studio. Let me play this for you. Play Lollipop, and look what happened.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
you know what I mean?
It's like, you know, it's just be about your grind, you know what I'm saying? If you say you do something, do it. If you want to put out a mixtape or album or something, make sure you get a good dude to do your graphics. You know what I'm saying? That do-it-yourself.
Exactly.
The do-it-yourself.
And another
the
thing, like, a lot of artists, a lot of artists don't know how to say that something looks ugly or something looks bad. You have to speak up for yourself because their perception as an artist, like people might think, I don't care how I'm perceived, whatever, but that'll be a draw for your fans. So you got to make sure your shit is tight. And I appreciate what you said about doing things independently, because I relate to you. I'm like on the same time. Like, I don't want to owe nobody shit. Like, if anything, I'm coming to collect after a minute, y'all. Like, on some real shit. But we'll go in. I'm going to show some more love. Shout out to another caller who just pressed one. I don't know. Yeah, past 4 minutes. Thank you for holding patiently. 267-977. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Malk there. What's up, honest?
Why
are
you just calling me?
Hey, man, I was kind of got caught up. That's how Ben was supposed to call. I was supposed to call like 11 o'clock. I was waiting for this joint to pop off, but I got caught up. But, you know, I'm definitely going to call. So, you know.
Big up to Malk there in the building. Definitely really talented artist. Love your music. Need some new shit, nigga. Shout out to Twitter for it.
Hey, at Get 'em Malk, GetEmMalc. You know what I'm saying? The name of the mixtape dropping this summer. So, you know, that's what's popping.
There it is.
I know, that's right. Pick up. And you got to say hi. I got my special guest from Chicago on the line, LP, the Assassin.
Yeah.
All right. What's good?
What's
I knew
good,
I knew
buddy?
I knew accent from something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Chicago, Chicago. You
already know, I'm in the building.
Wow, honey. I'm going to tell you, I love a lot of things from Chicago. That movie, that show Shameless. I love Shameless. And I love Kanye West, you know. I love me some Yeezy Baby. Like, it's
And how about
R. Kelly?
Yeah, he heated the streets up right now, though.
R. Kelly, R. Kelly always been out of my league. Like, even when I was a young buck, I ain't know nothing about no honey love and shit like that. So, I probably relate to R. Kelly with that pistol and shit. I pissed on a few niggas. Like,
you know what? This bitch is stupid.
I ain't shit. This shit real. Yeah, I relate to R. Kelly with the piss and shit. Yeah, we pissed on a few people. Like, you know, but let me focus. But I'm loving Chantel and definitely how you represent LP.
You already know.
We got the private callers in the building. We got a few of them. We're going to definitely, if you want to press one, we'll open up your line. If not, it's cool. Just chill. We got some more music on deck. Actually, speaking of Twitter, one of my favorite songs about Twitter, my homeboy, Nonfiction from Blood Money, did a song called Retweet Me. I'm also introducing him in his video, and I'm also featured in his video, Maria Sanchez, looking very beautiful and sexy, playing a part. My girl, Miss Caddy. But this is my boy, Nonfiction. Retweet me, and we're going to be right back with LP the Assassin. Close out the interview. Get to find out what's next for him, and even when he's coming to Philly.
Let's if you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me. You can't beat me. You want to be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swag. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swag. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swag. Now you feeling like me, huh? LB scattered all over the sheets, huh? Had to do it cause I do it for my freaks, huh? Break a bitch down like I do the OC, huh? That last bar made you wanna RT, huh? I be on my shit, I'm stacking, pranking. Keep my money rolling, got my Jackson skating. Holding down my spot, bitch, it's not for the taking. Holla if you with me and it's fuck you if you hate. Ting do the beat, ballin' so a nigga made the beat, man. Shorty not beside cause she rerouting trying to beat, rockin'. All that I see, y'all be copping, trying to cheat. I just switch it up before they copy, trying to keep. Money on my mind, cause I get that shit, and I wreck that shit, and I spend that shit. You shorty on my dick, I'ma get that shit, trip it, that shit when I been that chick. I'm so far ahead of you, I am where you begin your shit. Tune the beat so easily, making repeat for a nigga really in that shit. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me.
If you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me. You can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe. Now you're feeling like me, huh? 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 Follow, follow, follow Bumpy Nonsense. I'm all up on they timeline, they ain't got an option. Ballin' on these niggas like a missile, I be droppin'. Baggin' Spanish bitches like Ted Otto, Cinco Johnson. The opposite of low, I treat that bitch like Oliver. She is screaming, so I treat a pillow like a silencer. 44 my caliber, I don't see no challenges. Finger to my haters and a SO to my followers. Blood money, pure money, we a 100 strong. No rule up on my moolah, bitch, you know my money long. Call with the T-top, Jerry Red Thong. They yelling Biggie back, I'm yelling, bitch, you dead wrong. I was Jordan in my prime, now I'm Kobe with the gang. 24 up in your chest, 23 up in your back. Keep playing with your life and I'ma delete that. You a T from a stack, nigga, retweet that. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me. Man, y'all be bagging bottom bitches. I be bagging Lucy Liu. I do numbers with my clip. Everybody in the city know how we do. Round 28, y'all round 22. 738, y'all done 22. Young buckaroos in my crew. I'ma run up on you with the whole Philadelphia suit. I go in, I go in. I be on that hand. I get brolic on my DJ Khaled. All I do is win. They be talking all that fixin'. I be on my end, on win. Every DJ want my music. Y'all be begging for a ten. Somebody tell me where they do that at. My Rover black, my Ruger black. Cop bitch, I be cutting. Dip it, serve it, and maneuver. Stop and watching while I'm copping. Hold up where my tool is. I took his chicken through it, man. He don't know what to do with that. I'm gone. Team, no sleep, that's my only trend. Keep told by any means, I be going in. You say they getting mad, cause I don't tweet back. I stick them to they birds and tell them tweet that. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh?
Big up to my boys doing their motherfucking thing. Shout out to Blood Money. Doing a motherfucking thing. Really, really, really love that song. Swag, man, you feeling like me, huh? We got to say everybody tuning in live on Philly Shine Radio. We got I think that's my boy Vinny. Is that you, Vinny?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? Welcome back to the show, Vinny Showboat. Definitely
one of
Philly Shine Radio's wall fixtures. Big ups to him. Definitely been supporting since the beginning of the shits. We do the shits over here. Big ups to him. Welcome back to the show. What's new with you? You got a shout out. Your Twitter. Didn't you change your Twitter name? And then I also have to introduce you to my special guest from Chi-Town, LP the Assassin.
You already know.
What's going on? I ain't changed my Twitter, though. My Twitter's still at Vinny Showboat. I'm saying follow me. I'm still on Twitter. I still follow at Philly Shine Radio. Checking to get all the updates on the latest hip hop in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas.
Definitely, and then even trying to reach out or whatever.
Okay, right.
And
yeah, I'm trying to reach out to you, man.
That's what's up. You know what? You have, and I haven't even had a chance to hit you up and down the studio or whatever, now or whatever. Come check me out. And you know, it's while I'm waiting for this other track from LP to upload, I might as well ask you the topic question. We get back to the topic question real fast or whatever. And then even LP, I got to ask you, maybe you too, Jessica, and everybody else listening and tune in. If you want to join in on the topic question, press 1. I got y'all. Because yeah, it's time to have fun. Maybe we might even be on this bitch after 1. But
Vinny, have you ever had somebody lie and say that they had sex with you, but you really didn't have sex with them? And then even on the flip side, have you ever lied and said that you didn't have sex with somebody, but you really did?
What's the first one again?
Which one of those can you relate? The first one was, has anybody ever lied and said they fucked you and they really didn't? And then, like I said, the second one, have you ever lied to say that you didn't fuck somebody for some reason, but you really fucked them?
All right, the first one, I don't know. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I never heard of it. And that's kind of corny if you would do that. But, no, nah, I never heard of that. And the second one, yeah, I did. I did lie to say that. I didn't hit that when I did, just to protect the integrity of the other person. You know what I'm saying? Because everything ain't for everybody. You know what I mean?
True, so, that. Yeah, and people are always thinking of it. They're like, oh, you fucking her. Oh, no, I ain't fucking her. I'll fuck
yeah.
you. And then, like I said, like, I can relate to, and I do know of some guys who have girls lying and saying that they've slept with them, like, but those type of girls are really ridiculously crazy. But I think that even the guys who lie on their dick are crazy, because I think that takes, like, you have to be a little mentally unstable to even make this up. Like, I actually have this one producer, little lion fuck, who was at one of our video shoots that we did in February. And mind you, the studio is always full of people. I don't think I've ever been alone with people, probably like twice or something, since I've been in the studio. And then he's going around telling people that we had sex in the studio. No.
Wow.
Not that we had sex. He said that he ate my pussy and ate my ass because we didn't have any condoms, okay? And then the next time we saw each other, we had sex. Like, it's a whole big story. He didn't ask my ex-boyfriend if it was cool to fuck me and everything. And these stories, like, it's like, his boy needs some help. Like, I pray for him all the time. But at the end of the day, I might kick him if I see him. But I still pray for him. Like, I pray for him to take
put
my
some
kick
there, right?
The... Huh?
Yo, I'm going to put some out there. Yo, it's been a lot of gossip going on amongst the artists in Philly, man, and I already be liking that drone. I'll be liking that shit.
I know.
I mean,
go ahead, put it out there, yo. I heard, like, we could go in on it. Chill, if you want to chill. I don't want to lose focus of LP and everything, but it is a lot of gossip. I want to talk shit, too, because actually I'm the type of person that don't feed off of hate. You know what I mean? I'm crazy. Zip Gang, 58th Street, Southwest, bang, bang, all
bang,
day.
Bang, early.
Too thorough. I'm too thorough to be entertaining haters. I'm too thorough to worry about broke bitches. I'm too thorough to worry about whores. So 9 times out of 10, when there's an enemy around, I don't have them close. I don't have hate close. I'm all about promotion and having fun and making money and doing great things. So, yeah, we can talk about the haters because I like to laugh at the bitches. But, like I said, we got LP the Assassin, very thorough artist. Me, Benny Shogo, definitely also talented, super talented. Philly, New Yorker, like, he represents both heavy, like... Like, exactly. But LP, even you, like, how is the city in Chi-Town? Like, what is it like out there? Even having such an inspiration like Kanye West. Like, we have had, you know, people who've had to carry the torch for Philly, but I feel like Philly has become so much of individuals. Like, we're our own kings and queens, you know what I mean? So I want to even know, like, what is that mentality like, having coming from the city where Kanye is from? Like, is that more inspiration, more a good attention to hip-hop, or, like, what does that cause?
It's everybody their own character. Is that how, that's the best way to put it. You know, with sometimes with Ye, you get the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? The bad might have been when he was on stage and they thought that he shouldn't have did the old girl like that. Okay, cool. That's not everybody talking crazy.
That's
you know,
good.
But,
that's That's
but
good.
Then the
Kanye,
good.
I don't think Kanye do that. I was about to say, what's the bad shit he did? Because I love everything he do.
But it's like, but then the good, like, he set the city on fire with that new Theraflu joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he sent it up, you know, so he still, and he still do what he do, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? He's still making good music out here, and, you know what I'm saying? And he still got, he rocking with Jay, it's, you know what I'm saying? So they doing their thing, you know, to Watch the Throne, you know, big albums, you know what I'm saying? So he represents Chicago, so we take that, you know. It's on the independent side, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot different, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of clicks. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't really, a lot of people ain't helping each other. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Kind of sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what
everybody feel like
it?
They that, you know, like it's a lot of egos in the city, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been blessed. I ain't really ran into a lot of problems. Like, a lot of my Chicago artists, you know, salute to them. You know, they rocking with me. Like, I got a lot of Chicago artists on my new projects. Like, I did a lot of features just to kind of let everybody know that, you know, that I'm back, but, you know, but letting everybody know that I got good relationships with people in the city. Like, it ain't no, you know, I'm pretty much well-received where I go. I ain't never really had no beef, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
Knock on wood, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, ain't nobody really pulled it, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of stay neutral. I stay out the cliques, and I kind of, you know, just do me.
That's what's up. And then I can relate too, but I've never, ever had any problems, I could say, with anybody trying to shut me out or blackball me. Like, if anything, it'd be like the broke PIs that just get on my nerves and get kicked and spit on. And
you can get kicked out. Can I comment on that real quick?
Yeah, misery,
oh,
look.
Go right ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, like, it'd be people hating. It'd be undercover haters, man. Like, it'd be people doing shit behind your back to block the shit you're trying to do. I mean, there's a lot of haters out there that they don't want to see
you
down.
But when you think about it, my nigga, like, man, ain't nobody gonna never be able to block what God got coming for you, my nigga. They ain't in control of nothing that's finna happen to you. They could try to hate, they could try to close you off, they could try to shut you down. But whatever you got coming, your voice, you
gonna
get out there.
Exactly.
It's gonna come.
I don't get exactly whatever is meant for me is meant for me, and I feel like
they can't block
that all the time. And I say alhamdulillah all the time because I feel blessed. Fuck people, like, seriously. But on some real, I don't have no worries about these haters. Like I said, I just get more money than them, make better moves, and do thorough things. You know what I mean? But I want to get into this music, and then we might even talk about these haters because it is crazy. Shout out to everybody, like I said, listening in. Press one, we going in, we talking shit on the show. We doing our things. Where I put the song? Oh, here it is at the bottom. Shout out to my boy LP, the assassin. We going to talk about this track, About Mine. He said we got to put this on before the show is over. So we going in.
I'm so about mine, I'm so about mine, I'm so about mine, just so about mine. I'm so about mine, I'm so about mine, I'm so about mine, just so about mine. We don't look to lose, all we do is win. I'm from the Cowboy, where we get it in. We the real deal, yeah, the bread makers. I got tunnel vision, I don't see you haters. We don't look to lose, all we do is win. From the Cowboy, where we get it in. We the real deal, yeah, the bread makers. I got tunnel vision, I don't see you haters. I'm so about mine, every day and night. This ain't Kid Cudi, boy, this is bread life. Well, we about bread, yeah, we want it all. But we ain't taking crumbs, we want the whole haul. I'm talking real bread, yeah, the whole loaf. I got a drug called Change, come and take a tote. I'm talking full hits, no Bill Clinton. They didn't change the game, they dismantled it. My life changed a bit, so I live dangerous. Call me D.I., I ride like jail don't exist. I'm in your hood like, who said it's this? I got more than money on my mind, so I got two clips. Two goons in the back with they face up. Man, don't worry about them, just don't man up. I'm so shy town, they can't stand up. I'm so up, just so up. We don't look to lose, all we do
life, or it's nothing now. I let the cowards go, they can suffer now. Mixed with Fala, beats are tougher now. They guarantee my enemies eternal slumber now. I'm so about mine, you should wonder how. I'm still in neutral, but you hear my engine humming now. Old school with the flames flying from the pipes. Don't be surprised if you see up here flashing lights. I'm so about man, I'm so about grind, I'm so about shine. You ain't blue blocking mine. All good on the way, still selling dimes. I'm getting hit on three sales at the same time. I'm so about man, it should be a damn crime. I split the south side in half like the damn rhyme. Whoever told you I ain't bread, that man lying. I'm so about man. We don't look to lose, all we do is win. I'm from the tribe, boy, where we get it in. We the real deal, yeah, the bread makers. I got tunnel vision, I don't see you haters. We don't look to lose, cause all we do is win. I'm from the tribe, boy, where we get it in. We the real deal, yeah, the bread makers. I got tunnel vision, I don't see you haters. When I'm up north, I'm about mine. When I'm over East New York, I'm about mine. When I'm out West LA, I'm about mine. And when I'm on the South Side, I'm about mine. We don't look to lose, all we do is win. I'm from the side, boy, where we get it in. We the real deal, yeah, the bread makers. I got tunnel vision, I don't see you haters. We don't look to lose, cause all we do is win. I'm from the side, boy, where we get it in.
I like that. If there's one thing I can't say enough for, is I'm about mine. So big ups to LP the Assassin doing his thing. Big ups to everybody tuning in live on Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my co-host, True Teller in the building. We got Jessica in the building, Malik in the building, Benny Chobo.
Hell yeah.
And also,
Showboat.
We got a caller from the 678 who just pressed the number 1-678-790. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Matthew, Villarica, Georgia.
You said
shout
Matthew.
Out DA.
Definitely. Welcome, welcome. What brings you? What brings you to the show? Are you an artist or a producer?
I'm DJ? A rapper and a producer.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We do a lot of networking. Definitely, you got to shout out to Twitter. Let us know what you're representing.
Forget it, Twitter. Go to thethirdworldism.tumblr. Like, we just set that up.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're on Tumblr as well. See Jessica. See somebody else on Tumblr.
Jessica,
we fired
up.
Yeah.
Red light.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely, like I said, thanks for checking in, pressing one. Get ready to show some love and close out the show. It's a lot of great music going on behind me. Shout out to Mark Farr, Catch Wreck, Big Face Dunny, Mike Dow, Sam splashing it up, Dunny Engineering, all crazy. A lot of work going on here, like I said. Big ups to the showing off that's going on the show. So we was talking about a little bit of haters. LP the Assassin said, let's play that trick about mine. I feel like that even went right into even that topic a little bit. But
exactly. That's why I wanted you to, you know what I'm saying, because of them haters, you know. We got tunnel vision. That's what I was trying to tell the homie. Like, when you got tunnel vision, man, them haters, they don't even matter at this point. Like, you locked in, you know what I'm saying? You can't see them haters.
Yeah, I live, and then, like, most times, it's a lot of people out there, this what they say about me, y'all. Listen, y'all listening. Honest make me sell tickets. Honest won't let me go on when I come in at midnight. Honest always telling me I gotta wait. Honest, shut the fuck up, I be saying. You know what I mean? And then what I really don't like, you know what I'm saying, because even in this grind, when you go to try to help people out, like,
sometimes I help a person out with an event, you know what I mean? It's not so much just mine, but you find them dropping a ball, you know what I mean? Like, didn't bring all their people, lying, not coming with all the money, situations like that. But those situations are when you find out who the real, real haters are, who the real corny people who call people like, oh, no, don't come, it's not popping, instead of them saying, oh, come on, come through, get it popping with us. You know what I'm saying? The ones that sitting there playing the music all wrong, just doing shit all wrong. You just see it all. But I like when I go to help people. It shows me if I help you, that dumbass again. But most times, I'm going to say, I have had a lot of luck and a lot of great times helping people, even when it was, like, bad times. Like, I probably only had, like, you know, a couple little incidents, but the most that happens, people get fired. We call security. You know what I'm saying? No real big issues, but the haters love it. I got hauled out by security. I got fired by others. Like, nigga, please, we trying to do entertainment, not bullshit. And, you know, can I get an amen? Like, no. But we trying to work and entertain, not deal with people who need to take medicine or be in the mental institute. Like, seriously, like, get your shit together. Y'all not the fun kind of crazy like me and Truth Teller. Me and Truth Teller crazy fun. You be like, yo, I need some crazy girls in my show. We to get crazy. Get shit popping, right. Type of shit. But definitely we don't pay attention. No haters, no frauds, and all about entertainment. Definitely got a chance to find another talented person out in the Midwest tonight. Like I said, yeah, it was kind of like a way to make the connection into a full circle from Twitter. Now you here, and I appreciate the success, and the bridge is here for you to come out to Philly. We have a lot of great things coming up. I've been throwing the showcases for the past 3 years independently by myself, and we're getting ready to take, you know what I mean, of Mill Creek, 300 to 600 people into 90 degrees every third Friday. Got all under one roof, Boss Edition. Every third Friday in Philly is going to be definitely a new spotlight. So I'm all about shine and everything like that. And then definitely, like I said, shout out to ULP for joining in on the show tonight. I knew I was going to have some fun with you. I was like, he was going slow it down a little bit for him, but speed it up too at the same time. Truth Shine will be like way crazier. Even if y'all can't tell, I'm drunk as shit right now. I've been drinking and had fun.
I can't tell.
And then niggas be like, yo, Honest, you be drunk as shit, cursing me out. I tell them, no, you got cursed out because. Not the liquor, assholes. I can handle my liquor.
You know better than to try to curse me out. I'll punch you in your neck.
You will get mauled by a bunch of bears. Don't fucking touch me. Don't touch me.
I'm going to get really.
I know. He talking shit. He like to show off. He wants attention. You got any fucking shout-outs you want to give LP before I let you go and close out this show?
Okay, hell yeah, thank you, man. I just want to shout out everybody rocking with me. Give a special shout out to Jessica calling in, Bread Life Models, for real. Shout out to my whole movement, man, Bread Life Entertainment, man. Shout out to myself, my family, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the person making this possible, you know what I'm saying? Big man upstairs. Man, shout out to DJs United. Helped me, put me on the map. Got me in your lap, which is a beautiful lap. So I'm happy to be there.
Got me a, you know, what happens after you on my lap, right?
Right. You already know. So, you know, shout out to my DJs, man. All my DJs rocking with me. Shout out to CEO, man. Shout out to X Squad, man. Block Club, Fleet, man. Everybody, Associates, Cool Running. Man, DJ EJ, shout out to my dudes down south,
yeah,
EJ baby.
This is just part one, I'm sure. This is just part one because I was checking out some of the history, and then it was like bringing up memories of checking out your link last year. I'm like, yo, I've known this guy. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
But, like I said, it's really good having you on the show. Thank you. You actually put me in a better mood. Like I said, I was furious. Then not even to mention the guy. Remember from Tuesday, we were trying to put on his phone, truth teller on the show, because he was lying. He would say we had sex a bunch of times, and everybody loved it, and everybody saw it. Like, it was ridiculous. Then we got somebody else. Now, maybe I shouldn't have let him rub my feet. Maybe I shouldn't have. But I just didn't give him, like, you want to rub my feet? Rub him.
Don't tell anybody that.
I ain't gonna let nobody else rub my feet. Like,
man, when you gonna get me out to Philly though? I'm trying to get out there. What's good? What third Friday you gonna? Where you gonna special guest?
Maybe even you. You gotta
where you
come
gonna
to the
first Sunday of May. Come through.
You gotta, yeah. The first Sunday of May, we gonna be rocking. We gonna close out Mill Creek all crazy. And the first Sunday in June, we're going to be at the 69th Street Lounge getting that shit popping. So we're in contact now. Beyond Twitter now, we got each other's numbers. You know what I mean? I didn't mean to slur that a little bit. I did slur twice. I think this is like my second one. This is my second slur, though. I did slur once earlier in the show, but this is my second slur.
I told myself the first time.
Now that we got each other's phone numbers, we can text, and I will definitely bring you out here. That's what Jamel said. Jamel was like, what? He will be right there in Philly. I was like, yes, I'm with it. And then, like I said, it's a lot of artists that I know that are really ready to that are ready to come out, like, even say to Chicago and check out Chi-Town.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean, what's going on up there? Because I would like to check out Chicago.
Man, you better come out here and broadcast live.
I love the cold. People say I might be a little white girl because I love the fucking cold. I will be in some big old fur shit, some knee boots, and looking cute as shit with the
word
blowing my hair all over the place. I love the cold.
Hey, but look, I got a release party coming up. I'm going to hit you with the info. I got the release party coming up. Maybe you broadcast live from my release party. We get it in.
Hell yeah, I will do that. Yeah, cold places, what? Canada.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Honest, it's official. It's underway. We started recording for the new mixtape we're doing. It's called Them Bulls. That's it.
Nice.
Featuring Tony Manto, Philadelphia Gates, for myself. We're going to drop July 4th.
Shout out to Tony Montos, too. Definitely. That's what's up. We're going to have to show that the fuck off, too, as well. Thank you, Vinny, for calling in. Thank you, Jessica.
No, yeah.
Thank you, Mal. Thank you, Truth Teller in the building. Shout out to all the private callers in the building. Shout out to everybody who didn't even press 1. I see you 609. I see you 267. 215. Shout out to 808. What's 808? I'm about to open it. No, press 808.
215 is Ohio. 215 is Ohio.
No, 215 is Philly. 214
is
Philly?
Ohio.
No, 214,
yeah, 214 is Ohio. Yeah.
215 is Philly. I got my area code.
214 is not Ohio. Ohio is
214. 214 is Ohio. 216. My homegirl 17
is Ohio.
214.
216
is Ohio.
214
is Ohio.
No, my niggas is 216. He right. He right.
214
yeah.
is Texas. All right.
He right.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody tuning in.
I got to close the show with actually tomorrow's special guest, my homeboy Ambigram Mav, who all his tattoos are ambigrams, which are like, you know, like the Illuminati symbols, like the same things frontwards and backwards or whatever. So
down.
I want to talk about his tattoos
talented, swagger. He always smelled good too, ladies. I think he's cooking though, but he always smelled good. That's a I can appreciate a man that smells good every day, all day. I'm like,
Honest, I smell good too. I smell good too.
You smell good, but I can't smell you from over here.
Hey, fellas, if a fella is looking for a new cologne, man, at Dolce & Gabbana Sport, I was just smelling that earlier today when I was at work. I was like, yo,
I love smelling good. I'm about to go see which one of these niggas in the studio smelling good. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm joking. Fuck them niggas. You already know what's going down.
I'm going to bust your ass in some pool when I come back to Philly.
You won't get your ass whooped. Yeah, we definitely got the pool table. I'm the shark.
I'm
take all your money. Nah. Okay. Never you
want. I got a session May 16th at Sound Splash Studio. I got the 10-hour block, $300. That was a hell of a deal.
We will make sure that we come here to camp out and fucking distract you. I'm going to bring strippers and cakes.
I don't care. I'll take up
and strippers and cakes.
Bring that to Chicago. I need some models out there.
Really?
You gotta run my model branch out there for me. I need some girls out there when I get out there. So.
Hey, we going to talk. I sound like business. We can talk business right after this conversation. Matter of fact, I'm about to close out the show. Play some more music. Big up to everybody listening. And like I said, I'm going to show love to Ambi Grand Mav. We're going to show off with him on Friday. I'm bringing back Fuck Off Friday, where you come and you show the fuck off. You tell somebody fuck off and you tell another nigga fuck off. So we're going to have some fun. Shout out to you again, LP, the Samson. I like this interview. You remind me of like interviewing like Tone Trump and Petey Crack and all the
appreciate
other professional
it.
People I've interviewed. You know, even you really should like what's his name? Trick Daddy. That's another real ass nigga. I like it when a person could just be thorough about stuff. Like, no, this is everything. Not just one thing, this is everything. So I appreciate
that's what it.
This is part one. We're going to have some fun. We're going to definitely get it. Big up to everybody in the switchboard. Chilling with the 678. I see you already know. We're going to go in. New shit, my boy, man. I'm so ambitious.
Fuck all the critics, came from the bottom to the feeling top 50. I know y'all feeling me, but ranks y'all burning me. Drop a couple notches cause I rocked out from corner. It's cool, I don't need hype. Catch all like the street lights. Live like I stay in the telly, it's a sweet line. You sold for a cheap price, I stand on my own too. Now you got a deal, now that record label owns. How do it feel? Do it feel like you fail? When you got that small royalty check in the mail? Now you know you an asshole, shine with a bad glow. Thought you was an ace in the hood with that cash flow. I'm so loyal, easy to see. I just said aristocratic dynasty. Pledge of allegiance, bow before greatness. And a stand against fakeness. Stay up on that throne so you know when you anxious. All I know is stand true. Never say you can't do. When these niggas getting slicker, I'm thicker than bamboo. I see what they can't do when the niggas slipping cause they left my man. Dripping top balls in the kitchen. Wow. So now I see the vision. When I hear my name mentioned, my trigger finger itching. I'm banging, I'm Blake dripping. So please get the lane out. Let me get the lanes out. Got the same goal, but we ain't taking the same route. I'm more like the leader of the pack. You the follower. I get my shoes shined and you the shoe polisher. You know I will demolish ya if you ever step wrong. Come across the path for mad and get stepped on. I'm so underrated. But I never faded, undercompensated. But I'm still someone's favorite. It's crazy how I made it up and over hatred. And failure with bullets, I'm dodging like I'm in the matrix. My flow's so vicious, y'all so superstitious. That you're crossing your fingers, closing your eyes to make wishes. That won't help nothing, your career just ended. I'm rejuvenating the game, that's so clear. Now I'm so famous with this instrument. Since that all up in your mental, now you see I got potential. These
niggas don't want it. I sit above them all. Give a round of applause, cause I know you so appalled. It's
Amen. You know what I do, what I do, what I do with homie and my hustle voice. Hey, Dino, I got you. Cold baby, that's cold lady. Them bitches snap, oh, so crazy. Going on a 4-4, baby. Hopping out the 4-Dose, baby. Balling like LeBron out. My chicken down with her 9 out. And you know she bad as hell. That bitch deserve a timeout. I'm smoking. Okay, let me check my swag. Did it on the roost. I'm sorry, better yet, my bad. I'm flying in the Lear. That hoe got out of hand, so I told her life ain't fair. But I hop out in the cab, I got mad with me. My bro be swagging on him. I let that flame spit. When I blow that dragon on him, shout out to the Ace Mac. My bro be stabbing on him. Everything is a hustle. My bro be trapping on him. Alright, smoking on that brown. Y'all niggas need know. We sipping on that liquor and that syrup. Blow that green hoe. Hit the block and they quit the cop. We got what you think for. When you can get it any given Sunday, Al Pacino. New shoes like who's dude? I'm too cool for these niggas. I shoot dudes like who's dude? Got too cool for these.
Play this record as frequently. Play this record as frequently as possible.
No crab.
necessary. We're going to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle. Drip, ask
me. Hey, Adam and lying to what up? I've been a click. For real. I done had all kind of people turn against me. Just trying to bring me down. Just try to bring me down, I'ma go home.